Okay, here we go. The initials for Chaper Bas Moshe, Gudvach, Shabbat Tov. Just going to try to say a little Tu Bishvat Chassidish Torah to try to get us ready for the holy day, Abba Alein of the Toiva. We start off with the holy Maisa, the Minchas Elozer of Munkach. Minchas Elozer said the Maisa, you know, Motzei Shabbos, or Weimar likes to say, by Tzadikim, there's an Indian to say, by the Rebbe's, there's an Indian to say stories. And we know what Rabbi Nachman tells us, that the non-Jews keep their kids sleeping with stories. Put their kids to sleep with stories, but the Klai Yisrael, we keep our kids alive with Maisim. Listen to this Maisim, the Minchas Elozer, the Munkach Rebbe, the Chosek and Alina said, and the Chosek of Lublin. So the Mishnah tells us the Titus, Mishenichnas Odor Marbe Misimcha. When you enter into Odor, you have to increase your joy. Said the Chosek to his Chasidim, at the end of the day, increase means that you already had something there. Harekevich Omer Beloshin Marbin, means you have to increase your simcha. What is it coming to tell us? It means that you already have your simcha already. And he says that we have to make sure to already increase our simcha when? Rosh Chodesh Shvat, and specifically when it comes to Tu B'Shvat. Says the Minchas Elozer. You think you just come to Rosh Chodesh Adar that you have to increase your simcha? No. Says the Chosek, quoted by the Minchas Elozer. Mishenichnas Adar Marbin, you have to increase your simcha already in Shvat. End of the day, what's the simcha? What are we so celebrating about? So I saw a beautiful maisa, a beautiful story, a beautiful Torah from the Yitav Panim. I believe that's where Satmar comes from. Yitav Panim tells us a beautiful Torah. Gemara tells us a psachim that 30 days before a chag, a person has to learn the halachas of the chag. And duki shom v'darshim konim lechag shoshim yom. You have to learn the inyan, not just the halachos, but the panimius and the themes and the kedusha of the yontif before. Says what? 30 days before Tu B'Shvat. What's 30 days after Tu B'Shvat? 30 days after Tu B'Shvat is Shushan Purim. It's Purim. The end of the day, Gemara tells us in Shabbos Peiches Amud Aleph that this is the day Bo Kibul to Bnei Yisrael Torah Me'ahava. This is the day that Purim is the day where we recall the Torah once again, but Ba'ava Shalim with fulfilled love and Rashi's Me'ava Sanes. We saw how much Kodesh Baruch Hu's love and we bought into the Torah, not just Nas of Nishma out of Yira, but out of Ahava. Said the Yitav Panim, Tu B'Shvat is the day of L'kabel Alein O'machu Shemayim V'ol Torah U'mitzvahs B'Lev Avsholem. It's a day to recommit ourselves. It's a day to refocus ourselves. And to really understand it. It's a day of Achana for Purim. It's a day of recalculating. Lahudim Ha'isa'ora Ora Zu Torah. In my 30-day check. I can't just come to Purim and just expect the Simcha to come. No, it's got to come. So I'm already the Hachana from the Simcha before, and where does the Simcha come from? Simcha comes from Torah. Pikudei Hashem Yisharim Esam Chilev. The Pasuk says in Tehillim, we said today on Shabbos Kodesh, that the laws of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy Torah, gives the Jewish heart some Simcha. And the Kedushas Levi says the same idea. He says, Tu B'Shvat Hu Hachana La Pesach. Tu B'Shvat is actually Hachana for Pesach, with Pesach Hachana La Matan Torah. So we said at the end of the day, Tu B'Shvat is Hachana for Pesach. It's a 60-day marker to Pesach. And which Pesach we know is the marker for Mount Torah. So Nimsa Tu B'Shvat Yichan on the Mount Torah. So whether you hold Tu B'Shvat as a Achana for Shavuos, or you hold Tu B'Shvat is a marker for Purim, there's a very big Indian, a very big connection between Tu B'Shvat and Torah. Listen to this beautiful idea from the Rabbi Yitzchak Isaac of Zaretshov, another great Maaser. Story is brought down by Rabbi Yitzchak Isaac of Zaretshov, Holy Master, the Hasidic Master, was once the day of. They had the Tu B'Shvat Tish, and the Chassidim were coming around to be able to get their fruits. And he said the following, Kam Rabbeinu V'Amar, In Peros Atem Avakshim, if you come for Peros, Hareini Oimer Lachem Eifel Limsa Oysen, I can go tell you where to find them. What's the real Peros? What's the real fruits? Eilu Dvar Misha Adam Oche Perosem Ba'om Haza, but the Karen Kemaz Ha'amad, he quoted the mission, Peah, we say every day, Peah Perak Alf Mishan Alf, it's Talmud Torah Kunigu Kulam. You want to know what the real fruits are? Not to get shirayim by the Rebbe, it's a beautiful thing, and we should go to the Tish Gevaldik. But the real Paris is the Torah. Lichu ve'isku b'Torah v'timsu b'li doichek v'bli torach Paris l'matmavchir. Go find out the real fruits. Go find the fruits. And what's the fruits? The Talmud Torah kenugu kulam. Ochol Paroseyam, what's the Paris of this world? This world is the Paris of Torah. It's the Paris of learning and living and connecting to the Rebbeinu Shalom. So we started off with the Maase of the Minchas Elozer. Telling us, but the Chosek Mishnah does other marmim b'simcha. Marmim means you have to make; it means increase. It means, but you already have it already. At the end of the day, said the Chosek, you can't just start Rosh Chodesh Adar. No, you had it, already have it before. And when you start, you already start Rosh Chodesh Adar, and specifically Tu B'Shvat. and says the Yitavpanim, Gemara and Pesachim, Vavam and Alf tells us, Shalom Vedashim Kondim Chachach Shoshim Yomim. 30-day marker, we gotta get ready before. What's the 30-day marker after Tu B'Shvat? Shushan Purim. Gemara and Shabbos, Peiches, Zeh Matan Torah. So the day of Tu B'Shvat is a day of connecting and recommitting ourselves to the Holy Torah. And this is exactly what Yitzchak Isaac of Zedeshov was begging his Hasidim, stop coming to you for the fruits. It's Gevald, to get Shiram for the Rebbe, it's a very holy thing. But he told them, Go do your best. Go learn a little bit. Even during winter, January vacation, make sure you have a sefer with you. Make sure you're not just learning Torah, but you're living Torah. And at the end of the day, you're going to be able to look back on the 30-day marker in Purim, and the 30-day marker after that, and the 30-day marker after the Shavuos, like Kedushas Levi said. Kedushas Levi Tu B'Shvat is the Achana for Pesach, which is the Achana for Shavuos. All this Matan Torah, the Matan Torah of Purim, the Matan Torah of Shavuos, it all starts now. It all starts with the Achana of Tu B'Shvat. It's a day Ki Adam Eitz HaSodeh. Every single one of us is a tree. And if the Mishnah tells us, Rosh Hashanah, that it's the birthday of trees, it means it's this chachas for every single one of us to recommit ourselves to the Torah, to recommit ourselves to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not just to learning Torah, but to living it, to make sure that it penetrates our souls, penetrates our lives, just to end off like we like every year. It's different than Sanzer Rebbe. Why is it Tu B'Shvat a day of Simcha? Because it's a day, you're not going to see the fruits on the trees, but it's a day down deep in the seed, and in the sap, like the B'nai Sazra says, you don't see the fruits, but down deep something's changing. And what's changing since Sanzer Rebbe? Tu B'Shvat. Until Shavuos, we don't go 2 weeks without a simcha. Tu B'Shvat, Rosh Chodesh Adar, then Purim, Shushan Purim, Rosh Chodesh Nisan, then the days of the Nisim, Pesach, Rosh Chodesh Iyar, Yom Ha'atzmaus, Talk Ba'omer, Shavuos, Gval, Hini Yadmin, but I want to add Yom Ha'atzmaus, and Shavuos, Taka, Talk Ba'omer, Shavuos. Something's changing in this man. There's no more Tevis. We're out of the darkness of Tevis, and the Tu B'Shvat is when things are starting to change. Tu B'Shvat is the day that the Tasha Rebbe said that the Kriya of Parshas B'Shalach, the weeks of Parshas B'Shalach, it's the Zman of Eis Ratzon Gadol. Eis Ratzon Gadol. Things are changing. And the Mishib Zohar Tasiach Rosh Baruch Hu's Mamish Rachamim. You should be able to connect it to the Parsha, the last thing. Yudal, Yudal, and the last Pusing in Sheni. Hashem Yilachem Lachem V'atam Tacharishun. And Klai Yisrael starts to daven. And Moshe tells him, don't worry. Rosh Baruch Hu is going to fight for us, so we have to be quiet. We have to be silent. Says the Rebbe of Shmalka. What was it mean that Chodesh Baruch said to fight for us? He beglam midas harachim Hashem. It doesn't say that you are Elohim, Yirat Yilachim. It says Hashem, Yud Kei Vavke, because when it comes to Yud Kei Vavke, it's the midas harachim. It's the midas of rachim. The midas of rachim of the Rabbon Hashem should share us in all of Femis and all of Klai's from the entire world. And the pandemic should be done, and the vaccine shemamish should be spread out, and all the makkah should be done. And all Be'ez Hashem, we're done with it. We should be zochet to see Chodesh Baruch's rachim. And the Kedusha of Tu B'Shvat, we should be zochet to be able to reconnect, to reflect, and to recommit ourselves to the Holy Torah. It's a 30-day marker to Purim. And Be'ez Hashem will be zochet to saying, Hayu Yudim Haysa Arav HaSimcha, Orezu Torah, in Yishlam Mikosh Be'ez Hashem Yisparach.